It's 11:58. It's 75 degrees. My name is Pat Marriott, and it is time for our midday interview. And we have a wonderful WHQR celebrity, an old-timer on the station, Gwenifer Roller. Gwenifer, how you doing?
Here with you. You're one of my favorite people, and I don't get to see you nearly enough.
Well, I hope you didn't have any trouble finding the station.
You know, the whole 20 feet I had to walk out the door, it was tough.
Gwenifer is the proprietor of Old Books on Front Street, which occupies 2 miles of shelf space right across the street from WHQR, and she is well known to listeners not only as a WHQR commentator, but also as the writer of an absolutely wonderful weekly column about local businesses in Encore.
Oh, thank you.
Gwenifer, it's such a joy to have you here, but you're here to talk about the 10th annual Couplet Poetry Festival, which is coming up this weekend at your store.
Yes.
Tell us about the, and you said it was the 5th annual?
We think it's the 5th. Yeah, we started, I'm not good with time, but I believe so, because we started it in 2011, so we had 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, yeah, so this is going to be our 6th.
Number 6, okay, okay. Now, for those who have never been to one of these affairs, what is the Couplet Poetry Festival?
We call it Couplet 2 Days of Verse.
And that's all there is to it.
That's two days of verse, yeah.
Okay.
And it's every year. We pick 2 days to really highlight poetry in the community and to really try to provide not only readings from regional poets, but also opportunities for local poets of all levels to develop their skills through workshops and to have an opportunity to also perform their work and connect with other people who are working in the community that they might not know about.
And we do have so much literary and poetic talent in the area. It just
gracious.
Frazzles the mind.
Well, and, you know, one of the things as a writer, you write by yourself.
And yep.
It can be unlike, you know, if you're an actor and you're part of a show or a film, you have lots of people that you are collaborating with. There are a lot of times writing can feel like a solitary pursuit. But Couplet has had sort of a checkered past, which is why I say I think it's our 6th one. The first one we did in February, and the 4 people who were planning it with me, somehow none of us noticed that we picked Super Bowl weekend for a poetry festival. It's like we're the only people in America who missed that. So we moved it to April for National Poetry Month, and usually we have a press from out of town come and do workshops and also present their writers. Bull City Press has been with us before, Sable Press. This year, Press 53 is
out of
coming.
Winston-Salem.
Yes.
Yep.
With and Val Neiman and Sam Barbie are coming to speak. Sam is a UNCW MFA alum. We're very excited to be welcoming him back. Val Neiman has a lot of ties to this area. She's also a novelist as well as a poet, and she's going to do a really wonderful workshop at 2 o'clock, which, by the way, is free. All of the events at Couplet are free for attendees. And then our big deal is that Shelby Stevenson, the North Carolina Poet Laureate, is going to be present this year. He is performing and presumably doing a little Q&A. And really, any opportunity you have to be in such an intimate setting with such a talented and well-recognized poet as Mr. Stevenson is.
Oh, what a marvelous lineup. For those who are just tuning in, I'm chatting with Gwenifer Roller, who is the proprietor of Old Books on Front Street, who is hosting the Couplet Poetry Festival this weekend. The event begins on Friday evening at 8,
yes,
and then runs much of the day on Saturday. It begins at 11 a.m. with readings of the poets who publish on Press 53.
Mm-hmm.
Val Neiman and Sam Barber, you mentioned, and Shelby Stevenson, the Poet Laureate of North Carolina. Then in the afternoon, there's going to be a workshop. Tell us about it.
Well, Val is a really amazing teacher, and she does a really great job of working with poets across the spectrum of experience and ability. And so I really think that that's going to be an awesome opportunity. Again, it's a free workshop, but you will have an opportunity to really work with an established poet who has built quite a reputation regionally. And then at 4:30, we have...
She's actually conducting the workshop then.
Yeah. And at 4:30, we have an open mic with Craig Kittner. Craig is an up-and-coming poet. We actually are publishing his book in the fall. We have a small micro press, and we're very excited. So there are two options.
Let's ask about the open mic. Do you have to qualify to be on the open mic?
No,
just bring your poem and show up.
Right. And we actually have two opportunities for readings during this festival for the public to come and read. And the open mic with Craig is one. And the other one is the night before Famous First Lines, which is a monthly event we have for readings of works in progress. And the way I sort of explain the difference is if you think of Famous First Lines as like a jam at a jazz club, and mm-hmm. open mic is more finished work that you really feel like it's ready.
There we go.
So it's the difference in
And both will be all kinds of fun in different
absolutely.
Ways. And then I understand that people from Sealeaf Book Services are going to be
yes.
there too. Tell us a bit about them.
That's Allison Ballard and Sheila Clancy, and they have a company called Sealeaf Book Services, and they provide editorial support and a path to publication support for aspiring authors. And they will have a lot of information. And we felt like it would really be something that people who are working on their poetry career could benefit from.
Isn't that wonderful? Now, why is the event important today?
When you think about the opportunity to express the deepest reaches of the human experience, and we live in a time right now where things happen very quickly and a lot of our lives are on display, poetry is an opportunity to look at something of greater substance and to connect with people on a deeper level.
Indeed it is. Poetry is touches the soul very deeply, and for those who do a little poetry themselves or at least love to read poetry, which is my shtick, you get on down to Old Books on Front Street Friday evening at 8, which is when the Famous First Lines event will take place, and then Saturday morning at 11.
Yes.
For the main event. Gwenifer Roller, who is the proprietor of Old Books on Front Street and a great supporter of WHQR, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Pat.
We sure do appreciate it. And I hope that everybody who's listening will dust off their poetic skills, read a little poetry in between now and then. I try to do it every day. And get on down to Old Books on Front Street Friday evening at 8 o'clock for Famous First Lines, and then Saturday at 11 a.m. for readings with Val Neiman, Sam Barbee, and Shelby Stevenson, well-known authors in the Wilmington area. Thanks very much for being with us, Gwenifer.
Thank you, Pat.
And we will return you now to regular programming on your public radio stations, 92.7 Classical HQR and HQR News 91.3.